Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is the weekend of January 11th, 2019, our 24th year on the air. This Into Tomorrow special from the show floor in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show is brought to you in part by
IFA 2019, the digital trend show for consumer tech, home of the global retail scenery. It's IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Daikin, the world's number one HVAC manufacturer and air intelligence experts. Visit daikincomfort.com.
Our next guest provides some really cool blue light blocking glasses, among other cool things. You ever forget your glasses? Or like me, you need those reading glasses to read a menu in the restaurant or something, and where are they? Or like me, you break the ones you have, or mostly forget them. Well, our next guest is going to solve that problem for you. He's the CEO of Thin Optics. Joining us again into Tomorrow is David Wetzendorf. David, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, David. It's always great to see you. By my calculations, our 20-year anniversary right here, right now at CES.
We launch our 24th year. You and I have spoken here in Lost Wages, Nevada.
Every single year.
Exactly.
And through various companies. You have quite the entrepreneurial spirit. And
just a chronic, habitual addict.
A habitual entrepreneur, not a problem. Well, and now you're doing Thin Optics. Tell me about the company, and then let's show our audience the products.
Well, you captured it well by going, where are my glasses? That's the problem that we solve. Basically, people that are over the age of 40 forget their glasses. They find themselves in a restaurant, dark menu, wine list, bill comes, they're shopping, and they get to see, is it the 24 ounce or the 16 ounce that I need? And they don't have their glasses. When they turn 40, they reach a point where they need magnification, and they think they're so smart because they'll put their multi-pack that they got from Amazon in their car, in their backpack, and in their telephone drawer.
Boy, do you know Chris and I or what? The multi-pack from Amazon, yeah. And we've already learned that's not the solution.
I don't believe it is. I hope this show next year when we're talking, you go, I never had to go to Amazon and get another pair of multi-packs again.
For those listening on the radio, intotomorrow.com, of course, is where you're going to see everything that we're talking about here in Las Vegas this week, including what David's about to show us.
Indeed. So our first product was a pair of reading glasses that go on the back of your phone, and they solve those emergency situations by virtue of being very thin, very small, very lightweight.
And they just sit on the bridge of your nose. There's no arms on them for those listening on the radio. I have to be descriptive, you know, theater of the mind. But you got to come check out the video again at intotomorrow.com. So that's the first thing you did.
Yes.
And that solved a lot of problems for a lot of people just in and of itself. Very small package, easy to carry and always have in your pocket.
We sold about 2 million pair of those. We were watching a TED speech, and the TED guy said, what are the things that you're not going to leave home without? Your keys, your wallet, and your phone. We are already on the phone. 2 million pairs later, we've already penetrated that market. We thought, well, what if we were to come out with a keychain? Sits on your keys and provides that disappearing convenience that fits in your pocket very conveniently. You never have to think about, am I bringing my reading glasses? Because they're always with you.
Very good. So now we've got the keychain thing, but wait, don't order yet. There's more.
So the third iteration was a credit card. So what if you could get it the size of an American Express or your Wells Fargo ATM. They pop right out, and it's the same glass. And so we have this sort of uniform ambivalence where the product can be in all the places that you would ordinarily bring. Phone, wallet, and keys. So last year...
And not to forget the ladies, perhaps a purse or something, but easily dealt with.
Or we also wanted to be thin enough for a clutch. So if they're going to go out clubbing or, you know, nice romantic night out on the town, you want to be able to just slimly slide it in and not have it add any sort of bulk to their whole evening.
And again, not to be outdone, you've got a solution on your phone. I mean, this is something because we never leave. It used to be... American Express, we don't leave home without it. Right now, it's your phone, you don't leave home without
it. Indeed, you have and your Amex on your phone now.
Of course, absolutely. So you've taken it that step further to make sure we've always got our reading glasses with us as well.
Yes, that's our mantra, is always with you. So you'll see that this is an iPhone 10, has a case on the back, and voila, a pair of reading glasses. It's made out of aircraft aluminum, bulletproof glass. It's about 4 millimeters thick, so it's half of, maybe it's just a sack of a couple of dimes. And these are full frame, so.
Basically, it's something that is adhered to the back of your iPhone case, right?
Exactly. We are compatible with phones that are basically iPhone 10 or larger. So the movement that's afoot right now towards a larger footprint phone.
My Note 9.
Absolutely.
For those of us who aren't iPhone-ies.
Mm-hmm. Stick in the back of that. So I'll do this in slower motion. It pops out of the back. They're a traditional full-frame reading glass. And I love quoting one of our users who said, wow, with your first generation, I could look at the New York Times articles. Now I can look at the entire edition on Sunday of the New York Times.
People read the paper anymore? Oh, sorry. I forgot. We're talking into tomorrow. But I get the whole concept here. Now, are these prescription glasses? Do we need a prescription? Is it the kind of thing that you can look in the various stores and try on different pairs? Oh, the plus twos work really well for me. And then you know what you need, and then you sell them whatever it is that they request at that point? How does that work?
Yeah, we sell reading glasses, so, and I use those in quotes. Reading glasses are intended to magnify that which is in front of you. To be clear, it's not a prescription, so we're not in that business at all. If you're going to be in the prescription market, you're going to go to your optometrist, you're going to get a proper diagnosis, and they'll outfit you with the right, astigmatisms and whatnot. This is intended to be more for the mass market, and it's intended to be just the convenience of, I already know that I need a plus two, And I'm going to just go buy thin optic set at plus two.
And are all these available now on the market? And can you give us the price range from and to?
Everything is available on the market. I will tell you about why we're here at CES in just a moment. But everything that I'll show you here, the first generation is $19.99, available at thinoptics.com, Amazon, all sorts of retailers around the world. The keychain, $24.99, also available at the aforementioned. What we call flashcard is $29.99. And then the newest, which we call our front page collection, is $49.99.
And that's the one that attaches to the back of a larger smartphone, right?
Correct. Okay. Exactly.
So now, what brings you to CES this year?
What is my purpose in life this year? There's a phenomenon that we're being saturated with all sorts of blue light from LEDs, your computer screen, your phone screen, your tablet screen, etc.
Way too much, especially at night.
Exactly. So what it amounts to is insomnia and macular degeneration. And so if you have a yellow hue that filters out the blue light, you lower it by about 40 to 45%. And in the PM hours, when you'd ordinarily be producing melatonin, you can actually follow the caveman, the Cro-Magnon that we are, and follow a normal circadian rhythm. So if you're intended to fall asleep at 10:30, you should fall asleep at 10:30. You shouldn't deviate from that too much. If you generate too much computer screen time, it might be 11:15, it might be 12:15. That's not good for your decision-making and your macular degeneration over the course of time. You're not going to be able to see when you get to be our age.
Our age, thanks. But you're right. And of course, the key there is that you've got to take care of your eyes, obviously, but those of us that are thinking, why am I having so much trouble going to sleep often? What did I eat, or what did I do, or what did I drink? Maybe it's just the screen time, and you've got to filter out that blue light.
Mm-hmm. The problem could be closer to hand than your drinking habits or whatever.
And are they available, and for how much, or when will they be?
We're going to launch these in about 6 weeks, and they'll be the same price. So they'll be the same $49.99. they'll fit in the same exact case that this does, have the same exact phone compatibility that this does. The difference is that reader users tend to be over the age of 40, but people who need these glasses could be a sixth grader who's just getting his first iPhone or his first Galaxy phone, and his mom wants to intervene and say, I don't want this child to have lifelong problems. So lots of mothers and fathers are buying these types of glasses for their children in the interest of preventative types of approaches to their health and well-being.
Gotcha. Love it. Thinoptics.com for more. David, always a delight to chat with us. Thanks for joining us.
Dave. Take care.
And you too. Back with more from Vegas as we bring you further into tomorrow. We'll, of course, link you to thinoptics.com and all of our guests. Be sure and check out all the videos as well at intotomorrow.com.